Oysters are nature's filtration machines, and there used to be enough of them in the Chesapeake Bay to filter and clean all the bay's water in just 3 days. But now, there are so few oysters that the process takes more than a year. So environmentalists are trying to rebuild the population by growing oysters, and one of these so-called oyster gardens is in an unlikely place. John Lee takes us there for this installment of Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.
On a rainy Saturday afternoon, about 20 volunteers were on the water's edge of Baltimore's polluted inner harbor, learning all about spat.
If you look at it, this spat is really tiny, about the size of half the size of a dime.
That's Terry Cummings with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. Spat are baby oysters. Cummings and his colleague, Pat Bell, are pulling bags of oyster shells out of the harbor at the downtown sailing center. They stashed them there the day before. Each shell holds between 3 to 10 spat.
All right, I think that's it. Is that it?
That's it.
The spat were grown from larvae at the University of Maryland's Horn Point Laboratory in Cambridge. The volunteers dumped the shells into steel cages, randomly pulling 10 shells from each cage to count spat to get an average, then tie the cages to the pier and drop them back into the water. The cages will stay there until next spring, and with luck, the spat will keep growing. The volunteers will come by monthly to clean the outsides of the cages to make sure the spat are getting plenty of water and food. Dana Velk lives nearby and is one of the volunteers.
My husband and I moved into the city about 15 months ago and were really shocked by the quality of the water and just the whole trash situation in general.
No question, Baltimore's inner harbor is a mess. The biggest problem is fecal bacteria from millions of gallons of untreated sewage that end up in the harbor each year. Still, the oysters should do just fine. Kamara Thomas is the program manager for Healthy Harbor Initiative.
You'll be surprised about how much actually lives in the harbor. I've seen eels, otters, fish, crabs. There is life in the harbor.
But these oysters aren't miracle workers, and no one expects them to make a dent in the harbor's pollution. Next spring, they'll be loaded on a boat and moved to an oyster reef at Fort Carroll, near the Key Bridge at the mouth of the Patapsco River. The goal is to put 5 million oysters on that reef over the next 5 years. Cummings says the oysters on the reef are living and filtering the water, but so far the water isn't clean enough for them to reproduce, and that's the key.
If we could get them to start reproducing, that would make a significant difference, and maybe you'd see measurable water quality improvements, but we are not saying that at this point.
The Inner Harbor Project is a small version of oyster replenishment programs going on throughout Maryland and Virginia. There's Harris Creek near St. Michael's, where about 350 acres of oyster reefs are being restored. And in Tidewater, Virginia, oysters are being replenished in the Lafayette River. The smaller programs, like the one in Baltimore, allow people to get involved, get their hands dirty. Sue Chernahoy moved to Baltimore 4 years ago.
And then moving out here, falling in love with the Chesapeake Bay and knowing the importance of oysters, it's like, well, I would like to know more about them.
Chernahoy and the other volunteers will get to accompany their oysters on the boat to Fort Carroll next spring. I'm John Lee reporting for The Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.
Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative, is funded with grant support from the Clayton Baker Trust, the Bancroft Foundation, Michael and Ann Hankin, the Jim and Patty Rouse Foundation, the Rob and Elizabeth Tyler Foundation, and the Midshore Community Foundation.